This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Allison Bektesh. Aspen Mayor Steve Skadron spent the last week representing Aspen's sustainability goals at two separate conferences, first in Chicago and then in Dusseldorf, Germany, where I caught up with him over Skype just before an evening awards ceremony.
I just ran up to my room.
Okay.
And I'm in a suit and tie, and I'm talking into my iPad.
Skadron spoke on a panel scheduled between Jane Goodall and Annie Lennox. I asked him if a similar celebrity-studded national event would work here in the U.S.
Yeah, it's interesting, Allison. The first question that was asked of me was essentially, what do you do in the face of Trump in Washington, D.C., considering he pulled out of Paris and you guys are working so hard, invested hundreds of millions of dollars, cities and municipalities, the local level. And I said, the truth is, I'm a little bit reassured, and what's happening in Washington might turn out to be the single most valuable thing that's happened to the kind of green or the new energy economy, the sustainability movement, because people are galvanizing at the local level at a rate that we haven't seen before. And we're seeing it in small towns and medium-sized cities and large cities. So the importance of bringing something like this to the states would be to capture the momentum and ensure that it continues.
You've been to several conferences in your time as mayor of Aspen, including the Paris Climate Accord. Each time you go, do you get energized, or at some point you're seeing the minds talk about it, and yet we still have to talk about it?
Yeah. First of all, I'm here because we went to Paris. We're invited to this one because we put together this climate, the Compact of Colorado Communities last May. And we took local action around, driven by urgency and the need for collaboration to build a network. And then but Allison, it's really reassuring. It's really exciting because it's so much bigger. Paris was this big idea, and then everything that happened, there's so much more happening than there was a couple of years ago. So it's a good question, but it's happening. It's not just the same thing over and over again. Things are progressing.
Any other takeaways about the importance of having an Aspen presence in international discussions like this?
That's what I'm so wowed by. Prior to coming here to Dusseldorf, I was in Chicago for 2 days. This is what's so extraordinary. So in Chicago, I was kind of asked a similar question, and I said, it's the power of a place to make a difference. And while we ourselves aren't going to solve climate change issues in Aspen, we're very much a model other people follow. And the opportunity I'm leveraging is to use our principles to inform national and international conversations, beyond our valley and beyond the state itself. That's why I'm so wowed by the power of our own local values. And I couldn't be more grateful and proud of a local community who supports the principles in our community plan. So the community itself gets all the credit. I'm really proud of a really hardworking Aspen staff who can implement issues that council initiates based on the voters who put the leadership in place. It's all connected. It's the community, it's the staff, and then councils and mayors, both current and past, who have worked so hard for generations to lay a foundation in Aspen. So we're doing our small to inform the whole world, and they're listening. So
that's Aspen Mayor Steve Skadron calling in by Skype from the German Sustainability Award Program. Steve, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Hey, thanks for taking a few minutes, Allison.